Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my people. Good evening, my people. Good evening to my radio audience today. I would like to give the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that's due to his great holy name. And I would like to thank the Holy Spirit, Mother Earth, and I would like to thank the Son of God, Yeshua. Just to give y'all a little bit of update, why I have not been on Blog Talk Radio lately, because about maybe 2-3 weeks ago, I was in the midst of teaching you the whole 613 laws that's wrote up in the Torah. But what I decided to do was go on a vacation. I needed a vacation. I'm still on my vacation. And I won't be back on Blog Talk Radio to finish the 613 laws and pick it up where I left off until my vacation ends, which will be maybe in about another week or so. But I had to come on today to make this broadcast. We're not going to be talking about the law today, okay, people? We're not going to be discussing the law. We will pick that up in about a week or so to finish where we left off. But today is a special broadcast. I'm still on my vacation, and I'm not going to be long, but I have to do what I'm doing right now because it's only righteous and it's only right that I do what I'm doing right now to help the children of Israel, our highest people, the God of Israel people. What exactly is going on when it comes to all these leaders, elders, pastors, and bishops, and all the rest of them that call themselves leading God's The title of this broadcast today, or this the title of this conversation that I'm going to have with you today, I wouldn't even title it as a broadcast. I'm just going to title it as a conversation. It's Gathering of Christ Church, Elder Ricard, Ungodly Phone Conversation. With me. The day that I talked to Elder Ricard of the Gathering of Christ Church, he's the elder, he's the leader of the Gathering in Christ Church, G-O-C-C, abbreviated. Me and him had a phone conversation on August the 18th, 2021. And I feel and I know and I have witnesses that it was an ungodly phone conversation. I have witnesses. When I made the phone call to his YouTube platform or his Blog Talk Radio platform, I had somebody here with me when I made the telephone call to speak to him about some biblical questions and understanding that I needed. It was all biblical. There wasn't nothing worldly or nothing unrighteous. I called in to ask him only biblical questions. And I was expecting some biblical answers. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elisheba. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Guest call-in number, if you would like to call in to say anything about what I will be saying today or tonight, just get it night where I am, you can dial 661-244-9831 and hit number one on your keypad. But I had to come on, people. I had to come on. Because the conversation that me and Elder Karshiar had was a very, very, very disturbing conversation and behavior on his end. Very disturbing behavior for a leader. Very disturbing behavior for an elder. Very disturbing behavior for someone that say they are leading God's people. Very disturbing. And again, I have a witness. But two or three witnesses, my word will be established. So let me go to the question that I asked Elder Karshiar on his YouTube or blog talk platform Wednesday night. I'm going to go to the question that I asked him. Very disturbing. Very disturbing the way this brother handled the phone conversation with me. First of all, when I first called him, the very first thing I said to him is, I have been trying to get in contact with the church for about 2 or 3 years, and he just cut me off right there. He didn't let me explain to him why I've been trying to get in contact with the church for 2 or 3 years. Why did he not let me explain myself? Excuse me. Because it's not important to him what I am trying to ask him or what I need to know. It's not important to him. And as a leader, a so-called leader that he say that he believe in the God of Israel and he believe in a higher and he trying to lead the children of Israel to the kingdom, it's very unprofessional and ungodly behavior that he demonstrated. I asked him, I said, I've been trying to contact the church 2 or 3 years, and I have sent several emails, like so many of his members of his congregation have sent several emails that never get answered. Number one, that's unacceptable behavior for a leader of the God of Israel. That's unprofessional, it's unacceptable. And he just cut me off right there. Okay, sister, just give me your question. I don't need to know. I'm just paraphrasing how this brother acted. I don't, you know, we're not going to even go there, he said. We're not going to even go there. You know, I'm just here to answer your questions, he said. I'm just here to ask, if anybody want to go back and listen to that phone conversation that I had with Elder Ricard, the name of that Blog Talk Radio show is Seeing Through the Confusion. It was Wednesday night on the 18th, 2021 of August, around 7 o'clock p.m. Just go to Blog Talk Radio and type in GOCC. And you're going to see the title of it is Seeing Through the Confusion. Okay? So just to give you some evidence that what I am stating is true. The way he treated me was very, very, very evil and very, very wicked and nasty. So he just cut me off and he said, yeah, okay, well, what's your question? What's your question? Okay, I said, okay, I have three questions. Is it okay if I ask three questions? He said, yeah, come on with your questions. Okay, so I asked, this is the first question that I asked him. Where in the Bible do it say that an elder can teach the children of Israel the word of God, the Bible, and lead a church? That was the first biblical question that I asked him. And I was expecting a biblical answer and biblical behavior with those answers. And I did not get that. I got three Bible verses that he gave me for that question. I'm going to state the question again. Where in the Bible do it say that a elder can teach the children of Israel the word of God, the Bible, and lead a church? So I wanted to know that, because from Genesis to Revelation, there's nowhere in the Bible other than the three little scriptures and Bible verses that he took me to in the New Testament to try to prove his point that he is allowed as an elder to lead the church of the living God, which is the children of Israel, the 12 tribes, and the Gentiles, if they want to believe in the God of Israel. So he took me to three New Testament scriptures. But remember, people, always talk about the law and keeping the law, and you know, we need to follow the law, we need to do what, you know, the law say. But it was kind of strange to me, people, that you got a brother sitting up on his platform telling people to keep the law and follow the law. But the first question I asked him, he couldn't take me to the law to answer the question. He took me to the New Testament. Just like any Christian church pastor would do. Take you to the New Testament and not the Torah. So again, he's in error he is in error. And that's the prophet of the God of Israel, Ahiah is his name, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I have all authority to correct him and to come on this platform today and express my concern for his ungodly behavior. So, where in the Bible do it say Elder Carr? Is what I asked him. Number one question. That an elder can teach the children of Israel the word of God, the Bible, and lead a church. He took me to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. And then after we went into the scriptures, he said, you got the scriptures, sister? I said, yeah, I got it. I'm very familiar with the little bit of time, a little bit of stuff that he let me say. He didn't let me say much. I said, yes, I'm very familiar with all of the scriptures in the New Testament, Ephesians, Timothy, yeah, I know all about that. I used to be a pastor in the church, or the Christian church. I told him that. And then he said, well, you know, why you didn't, you know, that's kind of, you know, you never questioned your pastor about his authority in the Bible. Have you ever questioned it? I said, no, I never have. I never have. Because I was just young in the faith as becoming a Christian. And I was always told and taught as a Christian woman not to question your leaders, which that's false teaching also. But anyway, he took me to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. Let's get that. Ephesians 4, 8. This is the very scripture that he took me to answer the question of about an elder running the church. Ephesians 4, 8. Very much familiar with this scripture. As a Christian woman, a pastor, I done read it so many times. I'm looking for this brother. You know, he say he a Hebrew, he in the law and all of that stuff, which he is a Hebrew. Take me to the Torah. Take me to the law. Take me to the prophets. Take me to David. Take me to something, the Tanakh in the Bible, to show me why you feel that you are in the position you in as an elder to lead the children of Israel. But he couldn't do that. He went to the New Testament. Ephesians 4, 8. Let me get that, people. You is going to be amazed at what this brother did to me, people. I never in my life saw such evil and inconsiderate, unconcerned, ungodly, unrighteous behavior of anybody that ever called themselves a leader. This is the worst behavior that I ever witnessed from any leader that I ever sit under or ever knew. That's how bad this brother is. And you people really think that y'all following somebody that's got a good mind, that's sane and got good sense and good understanding and wisdom. You people really think that. But I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you, people. He is straight up the devil. And I got the proof to prove that. Ephesians 4, verse 8. That's what he took me to. it says. At least he act like the devil that 2 days ago when I talked to him. He portrayed straight up demonic behavior before his church and before all his callers that was on the platform with him. Wherefore he said, when he ascend up on high, he led captive, and gave gifts unto men. Ephesians 4:9. Now that he ascended, that is it, but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might fill all things. Verse 11. And even before he went to this scripture, I knew he was going to go to this. I already knew that all his scriptures was going to come from the New Testament. I knew that because there's no scripture in the Torah, there's no scripture in the Tanakh that tells you that an elder can lead a church, that an elder can minister in the office of a priest. There is no scriptures for that in the Old Testament. So, of course, he had to take me to the New Testament. Of course, he had to go with what he had been taught by his elders. Of course. And I knew where he was going before he even went there. I said, oh, yeah, Timothy, yeah, I know all about him. Oh, sister, yeah, just read it, he told Elder Lawyer. Just read it. Very wicked behavior as a leader, people. Let me keep going, though. It said, see, he didn't know who he was talking to, number one. He thought I was just some little sister out there that don't know the Bible and don't know what she's talking about and don't know, understand the prophetic and don't understand, you know, the word of God or the God of Israel. He just thought he was talking to some little dumb sister that don't know nothing. He didn't realize that he was talking to the prophet of the God of Israel. He didn't realize that he didn't know that. And he wasn't trying to know that. And that's okay. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10. And he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might feel all things. That's talking about the Son of God, Yeshua. Yes. My Savior in the Hebrew. That's his name. Ephesians verse 4, 11. Chapter 4, verse 11. I'm sorry again. I told you I'm on vacation and I'm really don't even supposed to be talking to y'all right now, but what happened the other night is so disturbing to me. I had to come on and let the people know that y'all need to get up out of these Hebrew Israelite camps and churches. I'm telling you right now, people, it's nothing but religion and foolishness. That's all it is, foolishness. They don't know the prophetic. They don't know the God of Israel. They know absolutely nothing but what they've been taught. And that's why he went to all the New Testament scriptures, because that's the way he was taught by Isaiah. Verse 11, this is the main verse in Ephesians 4 that he wanted to use. to show me, to answer my question, how can an elder lead the church?